today on Codebin Radio.
Hey everybody, it's time for Codepen Radio. This is episode number 274, and this week we're going to be talking even more about assets, which if you've been listening recently, we've been talking about them a lot. It's because we've been doing a lot with assets. I'm Marie Mosley, I'm the support lead here at Codepen, and with me today to talk about what's new with assets is one of our engineers, Stephen Shaw. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, lead asset engineer here.
Right, yeah, it's been a lot of your work that's gone into this, and a lot of your blood, sweat, and tears based on what went on earlier today. You had a little hot fix to go in, but
it seems like since going into quarantine, it's just been going into asset mode.
You know what? It's a good way to keep busy and keep doing cool stuff for CodePen Pro, because I mean, just to kind of recap what's new. I mean, we've added so much to the feature. Asset hosting generally is the way to add files to CodePen. You can add images, you can add audio files, you can just about any type of file you can imagine. You can add it to a pen if it makes sense on the web. And we have updated the UI. We increased your file limits. We increased the file sizes, all that type of stuff. But we talked all about that in a previous episode, so now we're going to focus up on what's new since then. Stephen, right. Maybe you can tell us about what's new.
Yeah, so all of that shipped, I guess, last month, and then since then we've added in like additional features. So just continuing to work with like the upload experience, making that good, and then the editing assets has been the biggest thing. So a few weeks back, we launched the text editor within assets. And now that's something that you can actually do while you're in the pin editor, which is a huge advantage that we didn't have in the oldest version of assets. But now, you know, say you've got a list of, JSON data that you want to pull into a pin, and then you decide you want to change up the data. Well, you know, you've uploaded that JSON file in your assets, and now you can just click edit next to it and, you know, make all your changes and refresh your pin, and boom, you know, the new data's there.
Nice.
And that's the full like code mirror experience. It's got your syntax theme and all the good stuff that all the editor settings that you have for a pin carry over into that.
Right, because Code Mirror is what the pen editor is built on, so it's just like an identical experience now. Super cool.
Yeah. And another small release that went out, I guess, last week or a couple weeks ago, was shortening the asset URLs. It's now much easier to just like type them if you know the file name, because it's assets.codepen.io and then slash, and it's just kind of a user hash there that you'll get familiar with as you use your own assets, and then the file name. So oh, cool. Instead of that gross like Amazon AWS URL that was a pain to just look at in your pins, now it's much easier on the eyes.
Well, also a little detail about that is that the new URL completely eliminates those CORS errors that would occasionally crop up.
Yes, that was another big thing. So we've always had like great CORS headers, and we've always set all the right settings and opened everything up as much as it can be. But there were still just like certain instances where the browser would cache the wrong headers, or it would think it was coming from a different domain where it really wasn't. And then the asset would just not work at all when trying to be loaded through a CORS method. But now with these new URLs are essentially routed through Cloudflare. And with Cloudflare, like we're basically able to hijack a lot of the request and manipulate stuff before it goes out to the end user. And that includes making sure that those headers are absolutely set in the right way. And there should be no possible way to run into the CORS issues anymore.
Right, because I mean, it was always very frustrating for us and for members, because I mean, we did set the right headers, swear to God, yeah. We set the right headers, but there would be weird circumstances. Like, for example, if you looked at the image in another tab before you used it, I can think of a million reasons why you'd want to look at it, really. But if you looked at it once, you could like essentially confuse your browser to the point where you personally could not see the image, but other people could. So people would write in and say, I can't see these images. And we could
right.
create this
always
bizarre
the first
situation,
thing to try you know? There, like try incognito mode yes. or private mode yeah. or whatever, or try another browser. And if it works there, your browser did something.
Yeah, the browser did something goofy. So we have eliminated that possibility now, which is just such a relief for everybody. Because realistically, CORS is... they always joke about it being the hardest problem in computer science. It is a massive frustration. And to be able to just put that to bed is such a relief for everyone.
Yes.
So it feels like a small release. It's just a change to a URL, but it has a big impact. And that's what's really nice about that.
Yeah. And it's behind Cloudflare now. So yeah. the delivery and everything should be even faster. And, you know, there's a lot of advantages there. So
right, because we just had it on S3 before, and that's not really like the same. It's more like storage. It's not a CDN. Like, this is true CDN backing on this.
Exactly.
So it's a big improvement. And we had a nice little animated GIF to show how much better the URL is now that we were sharing on Twitter, which
yeah,
people who knew how exciting that was.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's a big improvement. It all of this stuff is just making me excited about assets. You know, I don't get as much time to like make pin demos anymore, but like seeing all the stuff that's now possible with assets, like I want to, you know, like I want to dive into these features and just, you know, take advantage of these new setups, because it's so much easier to work with all that.
Yeah, so that was maybe a small thing. I mean, it has a big impact in that it takes away the CORS problems, but a pretty big thing is the really, really cool new features that you can like edit and optimize your images right inside your assets.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, this is the big new release that's just coming out, just getting out to users. So just like with the text assets in the asset list, you know, there was an edit button to open up the text editor. Well, now next to images, there's a edit button as well. And that will bring up a UI that helps you kind of optimize and make some edits to your images. And so you can save that as a new image, or you can just copy it as an optimized URL. Because there's these fancy new URL parameters that any of your image assets, you can just append to the end. There's some stuff in the documentation about them that you could just type them manually. Or in that visual editor, you can actually get the parameters all done for you and see visually what it's all doing, and that's super cool because you can make changes to those on the fly, like in the pin editor. You don't have to jump back out to or jump into the assets modal or anything like that. You can just tweak things from there if you know what everything's doing.
Yeah, and it's stuff that's pretty simple to understand once you get the hang of it, but it's actually a really robust list of features. Like, I was looking at this today. So when this feature was being explained to the whole team, I'm like, cool, you can resize images. Great. Very exciting. You know, I mean, you know, not to disrespect it, but I just wasn't like super excited about it. But then I see all the stuff that you could do with it. And this includes some things that you would normally like control with CSS, like the fit of the image.
Yes.
You could use like cover. You can even use like the padding to like cover the dimension of the area, right? Like,
yeah. So yeah. That one, it's kind of a little weird, like just looking at the names of them. But so one of the big things that this feature is doing is just for resizing images. Like if you want to, you know, scale a high quality image down to, you know, fit more like a thumbnail or something like that, that's super easy to do with this. You can just drag the scale slider and easily, you know, scale it down. But then that fit parameter, You can do scale down, which keeps the aspect ratio so that it, you know, no matter what, it stays the same aspect ratio. And then there's, sorry, what was the, what?
Well, there's cover, yeah, which usually.
So if you set like a specific width and height, like, you know, say you have a panoramic image and then you set like a square width and height, you can use that cover parameter to just crop it in to make it fit that exact dimension. But that the pad option is there if you want the full image to still be visible,
right,
but it to like kind of squeeze in and letterbox it essentially so that it still fits that exact width and height, but you still get the full image, just depending on what you're going for.
That's really handy. I mean, that's like stuff that has been like a challenge in the past, just getting that stuff to actually happen. To be able to just throw that on the URL is super cool.
Right. Yeah. And it makes it really easy to adjust after you've, you know, put it in your demo. If you want to just, you know, tweak it real quick, you can. We also added rotation. You can rotate an image if you had an arrow or, you know, something that you wanted to make dynamic versions of to point different directions. You can easily do that. And then there's also features for adjusting the quality. So like if you have a JPEG and, you know, it's really high quality, but you want to get a smaller file size, you can just kind of drag the quality slider and get a smaller file size there. And you'll be able to visually see it in the editor, so you can, you know, make sure that it's still looking as good as you want. And right, that actually works for GIFs as well.
Oh, really? Oh, how cool. Yeah,
it's very exciting.
It's great to be able to actually see the change too, because then you can determine like, okay, I have not wrecked my image and I've managed to save. What I like is it shows you the percentage that you've saved off of the image. It's very, very nice touch there. Cause you can, it's important to make sure that you optimize these things, make them load quickly. It's a good practice. It makes your page less costly for people to download, like literally costly in some cases, you know? So it's a good citizen of the web type thing to do. And it's really cool to be able to just see it in action. So I really like this.
And one of the big advantages of the optimization is we actually have a auto format parameter that if you turn that on, format equals auto in the URL, it's going to deliver a WebP image instead of a JPEG or PNG or GIF. If the browser supports it, which right now it's basically only Safari that doesn't support WebP.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much all of your users are going to get like anywhere from, you know, like 90% of the size to like, you know, half the size of whatever your original image is just by switching to WebP.
That's a big difference. And so it like will automatically detect a situation where it can't and it'll just fall back to the original.
Exactly. And that doesn't require any code like in your pin. It's just the actual image delivery itself. Like we're handling that all on the CDN side. So that's really easy to use. And, you know, WebP is a great format, but it's a big pain to work with. Like nothing exports it.
Yeah.
Like trying to convert to that format or just like preview a WebP file. Like it's a big pain.
Yeah. It is unusual because it's like, a lot of the time you'll see images on the web. If you try to download it, once you have the WebP, you're like, whoa, okay, there's nothing I could do here. You may as well take a screenshot of the page.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, let us handle that for you. You don't have to worry about it. We'll just, you know, deliver that where possible. If you select that option and then that's big savings for your users.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm looking right now at the documentation, the post that you have about the brand new optimization and the pen that you made as an example. And I'm looking at the JPEG and the WebP right side by side. I can't see a difference. And
yeah,
I mean, there's really a big difference in size.
It's a very efficient file format. I don't know what specifically they're doing under the hood with the algorithm, but yeah, it's same size, you know, like a 2000 pixel image. With the JPEG, it's 500 kilobytes, and then the WebP, same dimensions and everything, is 425. Like, it's it's a big difference just by switching that format. And visually, you can't see a difference.
Super cool.
This episode of CodePen Radio is brought to you in part by Netlify, our good friends at Netlify, the awesomest web hosting service out there. You probably know a lot about Netlify. I'm working on a Netlify project right now. It was started as a little microsite, and the microsite was designed to collect some form responses. So that took about 2 seconds because I just slapped up an HTML form on there and had it submit to Netlify. Form processing is a thing that Netlify offers. So that was real easy. And we got lots of good submissions. And then we were going to build out another site from that based on the submissions we got from that form. So now we're in that stage. And so that first little site, that was a little Git repo. And we made on GitHub, we made an organization for this project. So everybody could be members that wanted to commit and be part of this, could be members of that organization and deployed it on Netlify. But you know, the first thing I did, I made a team on Netlify too and invited people to that in case they needed to pop into Netlify to do things. So why not? You know, like that's how I want this to work. I want people to feel empowered and have access that are on this team. Then we make another site in GitHub as part of that organization for the final site, for the thing that we're actually building. Hook that up to Netlify too and just get it deploying right away. Even if it's just at some URL that you're not going to use, you'll even buy it later or whatever. Do that because then merge requests, pull requests into that repo, start making build previews. And build previews are like the greatest thing in the world, right? Somebody's like, how about this? And submits a pull request. There's a link right there to a deployed version of the site that you can look at and see the change they did. It's amazing. It's the best way to work ever. So that's going on. We're using all these features in Netlify. It's just a really nice thing. We can just flip on analytics and then we have that and all that. Here's another thing that came up just real quick. Is that I wanted to keep the images for this project out of Git, because Git, you know, you submit like a 500 kilobyte image, it's just like your .git is, it just balloons the size of Git, and it's slow to for new people to pull the repo and stuff because there's a ton of images in there. It's easier to just keep binary files like that out of Git. And Netlify has that too with Netlify Large Media. So you can set that kind of thing up. And then it's just this little fascinating trickery. It's all kind of, it's not like I'm an expert in it. I just like turn it on because I like the idea of these images, Netlify dealing with them for me and keeping them out of Git. And then once they're there, you have a bunch of superpowers too, like serving them in the right format and resizing them and stuff. It's all cool. Look into it. It's great. Thanks, Netlify. High five. Bye-bye.
There's really just so much you can do with these features. It's really cool to just have these options as URL parameters. It makes it super simple, like you said, to edit it on the fly in the pen once you're familiar with how it all works. So that's really cool. Like, you can use the UI and kind of learn how it works, but then later it's like even faster once you know what these all mean and how to use them. Really cool.
Yeah. You always have the option to save a new image. Like if you uploaded a 5 megabyte image or something like that, and you just want to scale it down to have like a smaller copy of it, you know, go ahead and save that as a new image. And then you can use the same tweaks and everything on it to, you know, make even smaller images, but in a dynamic way. So that you're not having to deal with the 5 megabyte file that may be just a little bit slower in general. But yeah, that's a great way to use it. And just whatever you're doing with your demo, whatever you're doing in your pin, you can scale the image dynamically to just get whatever you need. Like if you've got a huge banner image that fits in the header, that you also want to fit down to like a post size, you know, if you're building like a Instagram-y thing or a Twitter-y kind of thing, you can easily use that same image and scale it down, but not have to worry about the file size, like using the original image that's so large, just scale it down and then the end user's not having to download a extra large image for an extra small usage.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, another kind of cool thing about it, it can help you stay under your file size and file total storage limits too, because you could put up a really big image. And maybe I shouldn't be giving this away, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give it away. You could put up a very big image, optimize it perfectly, and then just delete that old big image and go with the new light one. Yeah.
Right. For a lot of cases, you know, you would do that like before uploading or whatever, like running mm-hmm. everything through an optimizer and like doing all of that. But with this setup, like you can do it within CodePen. Like you don't have to, you know, worry about having an extra tool on hand or, you know, worrying about file formats or whatever. You can just upload it in there and, you know, make a change through that UI and save a new image and delete the old one if you want. And it's ready to go.
Yeah, there's nothing better than things that make handling images faster. Like, for example, when, you know, doing the Spark for the longest time, we would have to, you know, take the picture and crunch it down ourselves and all that type of stuff. We're starting to add these features into our own admin tools too. So like, I'm going to be able to drop in really huge files and just optimize them on the fly instead of like, you know, cutting it to a perfect size and doing all this type of stuff on my desktop before I even upload it. Just having the ability to just drop it in and quickly start working with it, it just is such a time saver, especially with when you're working with a large amount of images or like a repetitive batch of images. Super cool.
Yeah, and one of the demos I built just to showcase this, it's the same image, but just changing basically the URL parameters to, you know, scale it down and kind of optimize the quality of it so that you can see the difference. That's what we were talking about earlier. And so, you know, in your demo, if you've got like a card component that maybe has a couple different layouts, that, you know, would be like different image sizes or different image aspect ratios, you can use the same image, just tweak the URL parameters or use the UI to get a square version or the landscape version or whatever. So that's a great way to utilize it. And then also talking responsively, you can make responsive images with this using source set.
Oh, yeah.
Image source set. You can make, you know, three or four different versions of the same image to deliver to different screen sizes so that a mobile user isn't seeing, you know, the 2 megabyte full header size image that you uploaded.
Yeah. And like I mentioned before, I mean, it literally costs people money to download your files sometimes, you know, when people who are using mobile browsers, it's something that you want to be careful with. You want to make sure that you're not needlessly sending them many, many megabytes when you could do something like this and optimize it and make it really light.
That's right. And if you're a Projects user, this isn't like built into the files you upload to Projects. It's only through Assets for now. But if you're deploying a website with your project, you can utilize these assets to, you know, do those kinds of optimizations for the insight so that you can meet your perf goals and all that Lighthouse score.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's nice because like images are like a good target for slimming down a page. It's nice to be able to make it simpler and make it more automatic because some of this just happens right away. So it's a really, really nice addition to this. And I'm really glad you put the time into it. You know, keeping yourself busy during the quarantine with improving assets. And it's such a useful feature for pro members. It's something that makes it possible to make really, really impressive pen demos that you can put forward like a pretty simple idea. And if you choose the right photo, you're just going to get more engagement on the pen. You know, if it's cooler Absolutely. Looking, it's just going to get more attention. And so, I mean, I'm very, very pleased with what we've done here, what we've changed. And I can't wait to start using it on the admin side for the things that I do.
Yeah. As you alluded to, like we kind of built this for ourselves. This was originally built for the screenshots. We talked a little bit about the updated screenshots, and those are now delivered through the same method, so that we can, you know, dynamically deliver a smaller size of it or the WebP optimized version. So whenever you're browsing CodePen, everything should load a lot faster now because the images themselves are coming in a lot smaller.
Right. And that's been a big change. And it's been very beneficial in a lot of like small, subtle ways. For example, one thing that used to happen a lot would be that people would get into a situation where if they had an infinite loop in one of their pens, they could potentially like freeze their dashboard or freeze their profile page.
Yeah.
And now because we're able to get such good screenshots and they're coming through quickly, although, you know, if you're listening and you've run into a screenshot problem recently, like we know have been some problems with screenshots. What, like percentage wise, they're coming out better, but I know that doesn't matter when you're in the 0.03% that's having a problem. But screenshots are improving every single day. But as we are improving them and as we're able to deliver them more quickly, we're able to get into a situation where people are not freezing up their profiles because the infinite loop just doesn't even happen because it's actually just showing a screenshot. So it's been helpful in making the site more useful for people and preventing people, especially beginning members, from getting to a weird situation where it's like they can't even use it and they don't know what to do because they load in and it just freezes and they're like, everything is broken. You know? So we've kind of lost that as a problem as a result of using more, you know, screenshots in more places. And it's also helping with things like weird little pop-ups and stuff like that would occasionally crop up. Although it hasn't completely eliminated them, it has really, really improved it. So it's cool to see all the little side effects of things like this. The improved performance and all of that come from just speeding up screenshots. And we did, Alex and I did an episode recently about all of that, and I'll add a link to the show notes about, you know, just dynamically generating this content for the CDN, which was a super interesting subject. And that was all through Cloudflare. It's a little additional feature that we get from Cloudflare, which we use for our DDoS protection. So
yeah. And Alex did an amazing job setting all that up in the new screenshotting service and everything and just making that possible for our assets to now just route through that as well. So now all of you users get that benefit as well. You pro users.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's a good reason to go pro. There's a bunch of good reasons, and this is one of them. But you know, if you're not pro, we do still have assets for you. If you need to throw an image into a pen, we have some built-in assets that come straight from Unsplash. They're not quite as optimized. They're not your own pictures, but they are very cool.
You don't get the same URL parameters or anything like that. But actually, that was a part of the release recently, was improving that UI a little bit.
Yeah.
Now you know the search works a little bit better. You're getting the accurate results, and you can now just click a button to see more. Like if you got 20 results that you don't care for, you click see more and.
Oh, that's cool.
More. Yeah.
That's new to me. I didn't know about that. That's great. Yeah, those Unsplash pictures, I can't get over how good they are.
Yeah, it's very surprising, the quality. And you can grab those images and drop them in your assets if you want.
That's true.
If you want to, you know, create kind of these versions of them and do all that.
Oh, that's right, stuff. Because we added in upload by URL. That's that's another new thing there. I think we probably mentioned that on the other episode, but yeah, you can just take an image URL and upload that to your assets too. So if you have an image hosted somewhere else, or you're grabbing something from Unsplash, you can just pop it right in.
Or if you have an optimized image URL, you can actually just drop that in too. That's
right.
Essentially what the save as button is doing.
Nice.
Funnily enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So lots of new stuff there. I'm really excited to see what people are doing with it. I've heard from people who have used assets for a long time that this is like a great improvement for how they work with CodePen, how they add their assets. So I've been really pleased with the feedback so far, and I'm curious to see what people do with it, because like I was saying to Steven before we started the show, we have a whole bunch of new people creating new cool stuff on CodePen, and that's always so great to see. We've had, you know, all things considered, all this craziness going on in the world right now, people have been incredibly creative and building the coolest stuff I've seen. So thank you to everyone who's making amazing pens on CodePen. You brighten my day every day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited to see what comes out of this, what our users use it for. That'll be great.
Yeah, and we have lots of other cool stuff happening. We're going to be talking to you some more soon about all of the other new things that are coming. Keep an eye on CodePen. We're working at it.
Chugging away.
Yes, we are. All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone. Take care of yourselves, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Seven, six, zero, three, one, eight.